For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our UFA target series. And today we're talking about a defensive lineman. Joining me to do that is Kiran Patel. Kiran, how you doing?
I'm good, Ken. Thank you very much for having me. Long time listener, but first time on here.
I appreciate it. I've heard that a lot this last week or so recording these shows, and it's nice to hear some new voices and meet some new people, because this kind of series, that's exactly what I'm trying to do in part, is get some new Ravens voices from the large group on Twitter and other places that you can meet them. But Kiran, who's your guy?
So my guy is Levi Unzeruke. I'm just to make it simple, I'll call him Levi throughout our conversation. So Levi Unzeruke is a defensive tackle played for the Detroit Lions. He's PFF's third best interior defender, and he's also the third youngest out of their list, at least.
You mean among free agents, right?
Because he should be, I believe he's 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the Ravens definitely need to add more to their pass rush. So I think Levi does a great job of adding to their pass rush. You know, I think the interior pass rush the Ravens have with Travis Jones and Matt Ibuka was amazing. And I think that's our strength point. And I think we keep adding to the strength. I know everyone wants the edge defenders, which is awesome, but I think adding a third guy to that rotation would be crucial.
Okay. So Levi Unzeruke is the way I've heard it pronounced, but he is a undersized three tech interior defensive lineman, a little bit under 300 pounds, a lot like Matt Ibuka in that regard, correct?
Yes, a lot like Matt Ibuka. And I think because of the undersized, he's a fairly decent run defender, but he would have a very specific role, and it would be more of a pass rush role.
Okay. And I'm all with you on that. Now, right now, the Ravens on pass rushing downs have used Travis Jones and Matt Ibuka together with great regularity, especially this last year, keeping that pairing together. How do you fit Unzeruke into a rotation with those two or with somebody else?
So one, you could add all three of them in there. That's a possibility. And you take out one of the edge defenders, or you add both of the edge defenders and still have three interior linemen, and you remove a linebacker. But more importantly, you know, I think the Ravens' weakest point on their defense and pass rush was when Travis Jones was injured, especially with that high ankle sprain he had. At that point, I felt like the defense fell off significantly, especially the pass rush. So I think it's more of a security blanket for that, in addition to adding on to the pass rush.
Okay, first of all, completely agree with you that Travis Jones is kind of the heart and soul of the pass rush in terms of commanding the double team and getting that pass rush started from the inside. And the Ravens have seen that with a number of other defenders in the past. Matt Ibuka plays a ton of snaps. Mm-hmm. Unzeruke does not really replace Travis Jones. I would think it would be another big body you would need to deal with what Travis deals with.
Yes. I mean, he would not be replacing Travis Jones, he would be just adding a different body. So, you know, if you were to have Matt Ibuka and Unzeruke on together, then you wouldn't anticipate the same way with the stunting and the double teaming that you get with Travis Jones. You would just get more juice from all four of the guys that I don't think Travis Jones can consistently provide just yet. I'm hopeful he can next year.
Okay. All right. So I'm I do probably have an issue with that, but that's okay. We'll come back to it. If you bring Levi into this organization, then how does your defensive line, how do your defensive line shake out for 2025? Who's on the roster?
So, it seems like Michael Pierce is retiring. I still haven't heard anything official. Mm-hmm. So you would still have a Madubuike, Travis Jones. And then I'm not sure about Washington's contract. And I know Urban is unsigned. So we basically have three guys under contract right now, plus or minus Michael Pierce. Mm-hmm. So you would be adding on this fourth guy. And I think Urban is pretty flexible that if you need him, you know, if as the a fifth man, then you get him. But if, you know, something happens and in the draft you pick up someone and you don't need Urban, then I think he's flexible that you don't need to bring him back. So I would say he's currently, I would say he's a replacement for Michael Pierce, even though they don't play the same position. They don't play similar styles. But I'm sacrificing more run defense for hopefully more pass rush juice on third downs.
Okay. All right. This year is supposed to be a really big year for defensive linemen in the draft. Do you lose something by signing Onwuzurike, or do you change the timing of that? Like, to sign it, can you wait to sign him after the draft, or is he too highly thought of among free agents that he'll be snatched up before then?
I think he'll be, like I mentioned, he's the third best interior mm-hmm. defender. And I think the Eagles run to the Super Bowl is going to change, not just the Eagles run, but we've seen how four man pass rush changes everything for every team. So I think, you know, pass rushers are going to be in high demand. And the first two guys, the guy from the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles guys, they're both going to be probably $20+ million, and they'll be very expensive. So if you're looking for bargain shopping, which I know the Ravens will be, I think he should be more affordable than the top two level guys.
So Milton Williams being the number two guy you're talking about from the Eagles, he might be number one for all. And Osa Odighizu, I always say it wrong, but Osa from the Cowboys being the one of the two guys also. All right, and so your choice among those three, or at least your the price point which you're choosing, at least, is Onwuzurike.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I didn't look at Osa to see what his size was. Milton Williams is about 290 also, so he's a similar kind of player. He's younger, but he's a similar kind of player in terms of his size and some of the juice he gives you as a pass rusher. Probably a little bit more in his career that he's done than Onwuzurike. Onwuzurike missed an entire year in 22, right? And then since then, he had his most pass rush effectiveness in this last season.
Yes. So basically, I think he was a three-star recruit, played at Washington, and at Washington was a fairly sought-out draftee. You know, he was drafted in the second round. Mm-hmm. And then he played, I believe, 10 games his rookie year. And then after that, he had that back injury, and he had surgery on that, and he was out all of 2022. And then he played 10 games the following year and then played 16 games. So I'm buying low on the injury. So, you know, I think he does have red flags. You know, the injury is very concerning. I don't know of any NFL player that's come back from like a L5, like a lower back surgery. He had a fusion at an L5 S1. So I don't know many professional athletes coming back from that. So I think, you know, and that's probably one of the reasons why his market is probably not going to be as high. It's probably one of the reasons why he probably won't get a contract longer than 2-3 years. So I think this is a risky move for sure, but I think it's a relatively low risk for the Ravens to take.
Okay. I'm okay with risk. Do I gather you're a medical professional from this?
Yes. I'm a internal medicine physician. Yes.
I'm just guessing from the way you're describing L5 and S1 or whatever that you're, you definitely know the spine very well. Okay. I mean, I think it's a reasonable choice from that. What I'm concerned about is the overlap and the amount of snaps that Madubuike played last year, and whether that means the other Ike is going to be able to get in there as much as he should to provide value to the Ravens. So I don't see, I have not typically seen any alignment which had two threes rushing the passer, two three techs. So I think it's a little less likely that the Ravens go in that direction. Now, if Madubuike was having a lot of problems playing a lot of snaps, I think it'd be more likely that they'd get a second good three tech, and then you could have Onsirike in a reasonable rotation with Madubuike. But you know, he played some ridiculous amount of the snaps, over 70% this last year. I'll have to check it out really quickly here to see the exact percentage. But anyway, played a very high percentage of the snaps in total for the Ravens. May not have been quite as high quality play because of the high number of snaps. But what are you looking to get out of Onsirike, who played almost 700 snaps last year? What would you be looking to get in terms of playing time from him?
So 700 snaps, I mean, I think he got a lot more than Detroit was planning on, because I think they had a lot of injuries. I think McNeil, their starting defensive tackle, got hurt, and they had a lot of injuries. So I would say, 700 is probably a little excessive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For him, I would, like you mentioned, one thing the Ravens kept doing consistently was they had a 4- and 5-man rotation. And, we need to increase that rotation a little bit more. I would favor that we need to at least go to a 6-man rotation if possible. And reduce the snaps for Madubuike. So, you get some of the three technique snaps for Levi. Mm-hmm. And then, in college, I don't know whether he has done this in the NFL, but in college he did have some zero technique and one technique snaps. I'm not sure if he would do that in the NFL. I would, but that would be the other thing. So I'm not sure exactly how many snaps. Do you know by chance how many snaps Michael Pierce may have played?
It wasn't many this last year. Okay. We can look at that. He was hurt for a substantial portion of the year there, but Michael Pierce, let's get to it real quick. Played 231 snaps this last year. He played 640 the year before. That was the most he's ever played in his career. Okay. And he had a great year. I'll be upset if Michael Pierce retires here, because he's under contract for another year and he's good.
I would prefer him actually replacing, Broderick Washington or Brent Urban instead. Especially Broderick Washington, I was a little disappointed with him not really growing as a player. I don't think he got worse, but he seems like just another guy, like someone you could easily replace.
Well, Washington, there's basically a zero cost or zero charge to cutting him this year, so it definitely could happen. I think it might be $900,000, but when you look at it, they have to then pay somebody new to play that spot. So an effective cap, 2025, $900,000 cap savings from cutting him this year, $4 million next year. So I would think it's pretty likely he'll be cut next year if he makes the team this year. But that also could be used for a rookie defensive lineman and potentially a big body that would be. You could really have something if you had two big bodies, Onsirike and Madubuike.
Yes, I think the Ravens have done a great job constantly finding all these edge guys, whether it's in free agency or in the draft, middle of the draft. That if they keep going that route and we invest money, which we already have done in Madubuike, invest more in Travis Jones, those would be your two main guys. And then you invest just a little bit of money in someone like Levi, and now you have this solid 3-man rotation that you're paying. And then the other guys, you bring in, whether they're vet minimums or middle to late round draft picks, which are essentially cost-free in terms of the cap dollars, but not cheap in draft capital.
Right, exactly. That's exactly the way to look at that. So and they have some options there. It might be a year where if you're trying to replace Patrick Ricard, you do it with a defensive lineman, and that gives you a better chance to have your number six defensive lineman on the roster, because you can have that guy active if he can play defensive line or fullback, say, which they might go that route if they can't get Ricard signed for the right amount of money, or they decide that for health reasons they want to move on from Ricard a little early rather than a little late. Being a doctor, Ricard has had a hip injury on both sides at this point. I know you're not an orthopedist, but how significant an issue is this in terms of how you're handicapping how many snaps he's going to be on the field in his 30s?
So I think, you know, his long-term risk for like arthritis and having complications may be higher. But in terms of short-term in the next couple of years, I mean, I don't want to be harsh, but, you know, football teams don't care about what these guys do later in their lives. So I don't think it's a significant risk for the Ravens if they were to invest some money in him and play him at the maximum snaps for the next couple of years.
Okay. All right. There is a qualified veteran contract that I think would make a lot of sense for Ricard under the current circumstances I've talked about on the show before, but they can essentially pay him 2.5 and have it only count 1.5 against the cap. So that might make.
Yeah. I think Wallace also is eligible for that. And that's who I would prefer instead.
Well, you get both. You can do two. So you
can do two. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But they wouldn't be able to do Harrison if they did that. And I think honestly, Wallace and Ricard would be the two I'd pick. I think they already gave the C patch, which is a little unusual, to Chris Board instead of Harrison. And so it sounds like they're moving on to making him the special teams captain rather than Harrison, who I thought had it for the entire year. They might be moving on from Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison and Broderick Washington were the two guys that I was hoping that, you know, that they could be lifetime Ravens who are good, good just backup guys who could play some starting snaps. I just don't think they took that step forward like I was hoping in the beginning of the season.
All right, here's the big question then. How much are you willing to pay Levi and for what term?
So, you know, because of his long-term risk with his back, I wouldn't do a long-term contract. So it has to be something short-term. And I think, like I mentioned, I think the risk is not significantly high. So I think he may be opting for a one-year just show that what he did last year is sustainable and get for longer term contracts. So that's a possibility. Or he may opt for something like a 2-year, something that's more guaranteed. All the projections I've seen, the lowest one I saw was like 4.5 million average per year. And then PFF's was around 8.5.
Eight and a half for how many years?
8.5. 16 for 2 years. About 8 a year.
Okay.
Those are the most projections I've seen. So I'm willing to pay anywhere in that range that's possible. And I think 2 year does sound the best. So 2 years, 2 years total, $15, $16 million totally makes sense.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's a reasonable move. It wouldn't really upset me. I just think it's a little duplicative. It's kind of like the tight end situation where they'd have, they might have two players you like, or you might only have one player you like still. With Matt Abike
same thing with the tight end situation. I would say that, you know, we need pass catchers, and right now the Ravens have 4 NFL level pass catchers under contract, the 2 tight ends and 2 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. So if they get rid of Andrews, they need to figure out a way to get a 4th one.
Right.
Same thing with pass rushers. I think, you know, Odafe Owe, Kyle Van Noy, Travis Jones, and Matt Abike are probably our 4 NFL quality pass rushers. And I don't think that was enough. I think we needed a 5th guy. And that's why I'm advocating for Levi, is that even though it's something that's repetitive with Matt Abike, but having multiple guys who could do similar things, meaning rushing the passer and affecting the pass game, is essential.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you on that. And particularly at edge, they're very thin.
They are.
Pass rushers, only 2 guys, and they're basically, we're sitting Owe at the end of the year to make sure he was rested as a pass rusher, and frankly didn't get hurt because they were so thin at that position. But they need, I think they really need to get one more there, which means making some tough cuts this year, probably David Ajabo, maybe Harrison as well. To try and find space in that edge position, because I don't want to give up on Adisa Isaac yet. He hasn't gotten a chance, and he still has some sand in the hourglass with 3 years left on his rookie deal. And then they supposed to be a good defensive line class, so you got options there. This would be the time. It's interesting. Levi came through at a time right after the pandemic where a lot of guys had chosen to defer their entry into the NFL. And it wasn't a particularly deep defensive line class at that point. The big guy was the Patriots guy. How was it? Barmore.
Christian Barmore.
Christian Barmore, who ended up being really good, but it wasn't a big defensive line draft that year. And obviously we're just kind of working through all that with deferred years going all the way through the Python as we're in 2025 now. It took time. They're freshmen taking the year off and they're now seniors in 25 and, or and I guess they might've been in 24. But either way, we're just getting to the end of this, a very long tunnel of having a reduced number of good defensive linemen in the draft. All right. Well, Kieran, good case for him. I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
I'm on Twitter, or not Twitter, sorry, X. And I'm generally talking with most of the main Ravens people. I'm not even sure what my Twitter username is, but
Kieran PA88.
Yes, Kieran PA88.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Kieran. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be on a UFA program, hit me up pretty quickly. We're running out of time on these. If you have a trade proposal, hit me up on that. Any other short topic is good. Last request I'll make is if you see good visualization data out there, forward it to me, and I might have the person who created that come on and explain their new statistic or their new way of looking at things, because I think those kind of pods are interesting. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
All right, thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.